So a lot of people have gotten out of their homes, but there is still concern about people who haven't. And officials say there may well still be people trapped in their homes with the water rising. And the river expected to crest here early tomorrow morning.
NPR Sarah McCammon reporting from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Now to a potential health hazard caused by the storm. Environmentalists are monitoring the state's huge concentration of hog farms. North Carolina is one of the biggest pork-producing states in the country, with about 9 million pigs, and hog manure is often stored in open pits. They're called lagoons. Yesterday, the North Carolina Pork Council reported that floodwaters have compromised a handful of those lagoons, and that is a big concern for our next guest. Rick Dove is senior advisor to the Waterkeeper Alliance. That's a nonprofit environmental group. For more than two decades, he's been taking airplane flights and monitoring the status of the lagoons during storms, as well as poultry farms. He is in New Bern. And Rick, I know you were up in the air yesterday. What did you see down below?
Well, when we were up there, we're seeing that many of these hog lagoons, they're really earthen pits full of feces and urine, basically untreated, have been discharging their waste to the floodwaters. And we're seeing a number of the confinement building where these hogs are kept that are also filling up with water, and some of them to different degrees, some of them with the water almost to the top of the confinement buildings. We're also seeing the poultry operations. We're seeing the floodwaters go over the tops of some of those buildings and flushing the waste from these chickens right on down the floodwaters. It's a very sad sight here in eastern North Carolina.
So it sounds like you're concerned not only about the lives of the chickens and the pigs themselves, but also, of course, of what's happening to the waste product. And let's say what the industry says. The North Carolina Pork Council has on its website a description of what happens when lagoons are flooded. It includes information like this. It says, when a lagoon is inundated, the walls remain intact, but the floodwater rises over the sides and fills the lagoon. This does not cause a catastrophic environmental effect. By design, it says, solids are stored and remain at the bottom of the lagoon. Liquids at the top are heavily diluted, minimizing the environmental impact. So it's hard, I know, for you to measure from the air exactly what's happening. But even if some of these lagoons were breached, does that provide any solace as to the environmental impact?
No. Not at all. What you just read to me even says within it that because of the heavy dilution, well, what they're really saying is if there's heavy dilution inside this lagoon or cesspool, that means the contents have left.
Well, they say that the solids are at the bottom and the diluted liquids are at the top. But regardless, what is your main concern given what you're seeing from the air?
This could be a tremendous human health problem. This pig waste and this chicken waste that's full of pathogens, viruses, and bacteria.
Is the waste getting into the waterways that are used for recreational purposes?
Yes, absolutely.
You can see that?
Yes, absolutely. You can see it streaming down the rivers. What I'm saying is the contents of these lagoons being emptied out into the floodwaters, which are rushing down the rivers.
Rick, since you have seen so many hurricanes and the aftermath of hurricanes, how does this one compare, what you're seeing?
Well, I've only been up one day. So in fairness, please take this with the understanding that I have not had a complete view yet of what's going on. But right now, it appears to me to be at least equivalent to Floyd, which was in 1999. And that was the worst we ever had. It killed millions and millions of chickens. This one appears to be very, very bad, and there's another problem associated with this. What do you do with all these dead animals? Well, there are two ways that we've seen them dispose of them in the past. One of them is to render them, where they take them to a factory and they boil them down and they use the materials for other things like makeup and so on. The other thing is, very quickly, these rendering places get overwhelmed and they can't handle the number of dead hogs. The grower simply, because he has no other choice, goes out and digs a hole. These hogs are thrown in there, and there's groundwater in there. And most of the people in eastern North Carolina are on wells. So what do you do when you have these massive deaths of animals?
Well, right now there's no evidence that they're alive or dead, but we know that the CEO of the North Carolina Pork Council told an industry publication, in fact, that many animals have been moved off farms that could flood, and some of the barns that you may be seeing in photographs, the barns that look like they're empty, actually may not have animals inside because they were moved previously.
That would be wonderful news. I certainly hope that's true. But here's the next question that's to follow that. What are they going to do after the floodwaters recede and the buildings are repaired? Are they going to put these animals back in these buildings so that they can produce this fecal waste and put it in these lagoons for the next hurricane that comes through?
Given the fact that the industry is probably not going anywhere and is not going to shrink considerably, I mean, it's a major economic force in North Carolina, what would be the one thing that you would hope the industry would do to safeguard the waterways before the next hurricane?
All right. But can I make it two things?
Yes.
One of them is get these factory facilities, these lagoons, out of the watershed. Get them upland. And the other thing is put in the technology that exists to properly treat this waste without having a lagoon and spray field system, which heavily pollutes the environment on a daily basis.
Rick Dove, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Rick Dove is a senior advisor to the Waterkeeper Alliance, a nonprofit environmental group, speaking with us from New Bern. This is Here and Now.